Birmingham's city council president is defending the group's recent decision to raise their salary from $15,000 to $55,000. Some council members have said they've been asked to do full-time work on part-time pay. Local media reports the 9-member council voted 8-1 to approve that raise last week. They faced questions Tuesday night on the way the increase was handled. The vote was added last minute to the meeting's agenda as an addendum and was passed with virtually no time for public comment. During Tuesday night's meeting, Council President Jonathan Austin said the raise doesn't go into effect until 2017. Austin says the higher salary is for future council members and not the current group. Birmingham Mayor William Bell told WBMA-TV that allowing time for public discussion is necessary when it comes to financing public offices. Citizens in Fairhope will get the chance to voice their opinions on plans to update the city's land use. Maps were generated by Thompson Engineering and show a range of projects to grow the city. Jonathan Smith is the planning and zoning director for Fairhope. He says there are 4 maps that people will get to choose from.
Each alternative is very different from the other. We have a pretty simplistic approach, and then we have an alternative that is fairly complex and will require a lot of intergovernmental cooperation, especially between the city and the county and possibly the state.
Smith says more information about the meeting is available on the city's website. The town hall-style meeting will take place tonight at 6 p.m. at the Civic Center in Fairhope. The Alabama Department of Corrections is looking to fill more than 200 jobs. The department will be hosting a job fair in the city of Atmore. The position will be at the Fountain and Holman Correctional Facilities. Captain Mark Lohman says they're looking for candidates that possess the values promoted by the Department of Corrections.
We want people that possess the core values of professionalism, integrity, and accountability. People that can come in and do a job the correct way.
Those interested should visit the Atmore City Hall. Another job fair will be held October 1st. Applicants must be at least 19 years old, in good health, and physically fit. All applicants will be administered a physical ability test. And the city of Gadsden only has until October 1st to reach a new jail contract with the Etowah County Sheriff's Office. The existing contract between the city and jail expired 2 years ago, but the sheriff's office has continued to house Gadsden's prisoners. Now your forecast.
Lots of sunshine expected on this Thursday. We'll top out near 90, upper 80s for North Alabama. As for Friday through the weekend, a small chance for a passing shower or storm primarily after lunch. Not a major rain event this weekend. Most areas will stay dry. Overnight lows back in the 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.